I'm very happy now to welcome Nicholas Sabato. He's director of the play Foster, which is being performed this weekend by Santa Fe Performing Arts. And Rudy, also known as Froggy Fernandez, who's the narrator of the play. Welcome, gentlemen, to the Radio Cafe.
Hi. Thanks for having us on. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Now, this play is, I mean, it's almost like, what would you call it? Documentary theater?
Yeah, actually, we should coin that phrase. Thank you. That's really, no one's ever put it that way before, but I think you're right on. It really is kind of documentary theater. We started this process 9 months ago. We went to the Children, Youth, and Families Department for the state of New Mexico, and we met with the cabinet secretary at the time. She passed us on to one of their field people, Erica, who gave us access to young people who've been through the and in the foster care system. These young people were just about aging out, and we got with them, and they told us their stories.
Now, aging out means turning 18?
Turning 18 and ready to be out of the foster care system and basically on their own.
It's really a harrowing set of realities that these young people are going through, partly because most of them started out in really tough circumstances, and often they find themselves in other tough circumstances once they're in foster care.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the lines from the play is from the old line from the frying pan to the fire.
Yeah.
As we gathered these stories from these young people, all of the lines in the play are theirs. We just kind of edited it into a theatrical type format.
Yeah.
And so that their stories could be heard. It was a fascinating process to me because, you know, being a theater or film person, I wasn't really aware of the foster care system and how it functioned or whatever. And as we got more and more into it, I realized that it really is, it's an awful situation for every person involved.
It's really, reading the play, and I'm sure even more so watching it, gives you a set of insights that you wouldn't otherwise have. And part of it is seeing it from the kids' point of view. All of them feel like they're trying, it seems like they feel like they're trying so hard and they're doing the best they can, whereas from the point of view of the system or from the foster parents, there's probably some acting out and some not so nice stuff going on, you know, that like these are tough kids, they need to be handled in ways that are hard to handle.
Yeah, and we learned that too when we were working with the young people and talking about their stories and what they were, what they had gone through, was that you know, some of the things that we discovered that, for example, one of them was saying that when they were in a foster care home in a situation that the foster parents didn't necessarily always ask why they were acting the way they were acting. And it's in the script and in the writings that they gave us that, you know, foster kids grow up in a different way. They learn things in a different way than we do that grow up with our families. So people don't always ask them why they're reacting the way they are, and they don't know sometimes. It triggers a memory. It's like a sense memory.
Yeah.
Maybe the color of something or a dress or the sound of something might trigger a memory from their early childhood, which might cause an emotional response that they're not even quite sure why they're responding that way.
Well, I was thinking about that while reading the script, because there's this one part where a foster parent says something like, "Oh, I'm going to teach you to cook," and the young person screams and says no, 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 and then explains why, because somebody had abused her by holding her hand to a hot stove. And in the play, she's able to say that. But I'm guessing that in real life, a lot of the time, the kid doesn't say it. They just scream, and the foster parent thinks, wow, this kid's nuts.
Exactly. And they think that, you know, I can't handle this child. And in the script and in the play, and actually Froggy plays the person in the scene with the young person who's having that challenge and who reveals that past story, you know, we discovered while we were working with these young people, they were discovering things and memories while we were doing this.
Yeah.
It just kind of came blurting out that this was part of what had happened to her. And again, the bottom line for us all was that any of us who are going to foster a child, to be patient, compassionate, and ask why.
Yeah.
Try to help them understand why, and work with the services you have available, the therapists with the state and people at the CYFD that are qualified therapists to help you get work those things out with the child. It was a fascinating journey, really.
It sounds like it's therapeutic for the young people who were involved in helping to write the play.
I think so. And some of these stories came out, you know, they gave it their stories in writing. And then we met a couple of times as well and talked about what was happening and how we were going to piece this all together. And some of the writings that are in the play came from those meetings. I remember one of the young people, she just sat there while we were talking and she started writing. And this piece of poetry came out and we put it into the piece.
Yeah.
So it really is... like I said, it was just a fascinating journey because, you know, being someone looking from the outside in, I had no idea of the... I knew it was going to be intense, but at the same time, I had no idea of how much was going to be revealed. And I think it's... Well, and you read the script. I think it's kind of interesting, too, that all of these young people... the piece is not just about intense moments and about... bad things that happen, but it also they share their dreams and aspirations and what they want for their lives and hope, and I think the piece is very hopeful.
Yeah, and I was thinking about it because they were talking, there's a place in the script where the kids, or maybe it's one of the adults, is talking about people, well-known people who were once in foster care.
Right.
And the kid is like, I could be like that. But the truth is, and I was thinking about this, in reality, probably those kids who do come out okay, who do get a caring adult somewhere, their role model is not going to be John Lennon.
Right.
It's going to be that one caring adult or teacher who actually paid attention to them.
Right. And, you know, that Froggy says it because he has all these wonderful lines as part of the narrator, but all it takes is just one. Just one loving, caring adult
yeah.
in the life of a child that's going to make the difference for that kid, so that they know that even when they get older, that they can pick up the phone and that person's going to answer the phone day or night and be there for them, and at least that they know that there's one person in their lives that really care about them.
I think it's almost like this is required reading or required theater going for the people of Santa Fe who aren't involved in the kind of problems that lead to a system where so many kids are in foster care. Because, I mean, you have so many problems of substance abuse. You have so many problems of poverty. My guess is that you've got so many problems of parents who were very poorly parented themselves, and so they don't know what to bring to the kids when the kids come along.
Mm. Yeah, I think that's true. And as I said earlier, just in my time of working on this project, I realized that it's just a sad situation certainly for the children, for the parents who are, you know, having their children taken away, it's heartbreaking. And even for the folks that work at CYFD that are trying to find homes and places for these children to be, you know, just in talking with them as well, I can see it in their eyes. It's heartbreaking.
Yeah.
And there's one person in this situation that brings hope, and that can be any one of us, anyone listening today, that decides to foster a child.
We're talking about the play Foster, which is being performed this weekend at the Armory for the Arts. Now, Froggy, you are the narrator of this.
Yes, I am.
How did you get involved in this whole project?
Well, I'm on the board of directors with the Santa Fe Performing Arts, and of course, Nick, when we started working on this project, or I should say when he started working on it, he asked me if I would like to be in it, and so I said yes, for sure. And I'm glad I did get involved because this play is so rewarding. Like we were talking a while ago about these kids, And some of the lines that I deliver make so much sense to me. Like my opening line, for example, is that it only takes one loving, caring adult in the life of a child to make a difference. And then towards the end of the play, I say that don't let your past dictate your future. You can achieve greatness regardless of the obstacles in life.
Yeah.
And we're talking about that, some of these kids that grow out of it and they go on to do something with themselves, even if they don't want to be like one of these famous persons, but they can tell that these famous persons achieve greatness by taking the challenges in life. And I think just working with them and seeing, well, we met with the kids and just seeing what they have gone through and where they're at today made me realize that a lot of these people can really do something with their lives.
And maybe for some of those kids, greatness means going to college and having a stable relationship. Yeah. and just living a peaceful life.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
So the play is happening this weekend, and you are the narrator, and then there's a number of actors in the play.
Absolutely.
And there's more characters than there are actors, so you have to kind of, like, do that thing of people playing multiple roles?
Yeah, well, what we do is actually we have a wonderful cast. Kelsey Kinzer, Tara Cozine, Paolo Garcia, and Christina Vigil. And they play the four, we should say, maybe main characters, and they stay in their characters. And Froggy, as the narrator, goes in and out of those other multiple roles. That's the way we kind of structured it.
Oh, okay.
So that it's just really Froggy who actually floats in and out of these different characters. And then the other four actors maintain their characters that are based on these young people. And basically every word in the script was given to us by these young folks who told us their stories.
Now, are you going to be able to bring kids from the foster care system to the theater to see the play?
Well, this is intense material. So it's not, it's for mature audiences. So certainly people in their later teens are welcome and will be able to handle it and understand. There are some folks over at CYFD that said that they would be attending and maybe bringing some of the youth. Certainly the young people who gave us their stories will be our guests. We're hoping that they can all make it. These people are from all around New Mexico. One's from down in Las Cruces, another from up north, and I think two were from here in Santa Fe. But it's kind of represents the state as far as where they're located. So, I think that some young people from the foster system may be coming in. But I said, as we said, it's really for mature audiences.
Yeah, although it's not. I mean.
No, we tempered it down, definitely.
It's not that bad.
No, it's not that bad. I think the worst of it was what you mentioned earlier about the hand on that one story.
Yeah.
And then from there, I think it's really quite uplifting in many ways. It certainly is revealing and educational. And I really do enjoy what you said earlier about it being documentary theater. I hadn't thought of it that way, but it truly is. We're just kind of gathering information and putting it up there. And our purpose was really to, with this, what we call it, our Play It Forward projects. We've done many of these over the years, and that's in the recent years we've branded it Play It Forward projects. But we've done them over the years for teen suicide. We've worked with adults, mentally challenged adults living in group homes. We did a piece on marriage equality, and then of course gang prevention and drug and alcohol abuse prevention, those kinds of things. And many of these things that we're talking about are specific to some groups, but kids in foster care kind of deal with the whole spectrum of these challenges, which is kind of difficult, certainly for them.
Yeah.
But, we also added music, dance, and some aerial circus skills stuff.
Aerial circus is in this?
Yeah.
Cool.
We got some silk stuff going on and some rope stuff going on. Because after we cast it, I discovered that the folks that we cast, some of them were capable of doing some of these circus things. And so we thought, well, you know, to give the audience a chance to kind of sit back a little bit, absorb the information, we put in some music and dance. And we have a wonderful song singer-songwriter from Nashville, Tennessee, donated one of her songs. Her name's Amanda Williams, and she gave us her song Nobody's Child, which she wrote, I think about 2 years ago, about children in foster care. So so we've kind of integrated in some music and dance and fun stuff as well to kind of make it a more entertaining evening.
Do you have any hopes for this production? Like, for example, maybe more adults would think about fostering kids?
Yeah, that's really the hope, is that, and it's that, yeah, absolutely, it's a goal to try and get more loving, caring adults to foster children. At any given moment in New Mexico, there's at least 2,300 kids that need a place to be.
Oh my goodness!
It's staggering. I mean, it's just amazing.
Yeah.
And so, you know, and some of these placements can be short term. You know, some can be long term. They just need some place to be. So we've also been traveling around to some churches and community groups in town on Sundays and such, and doing, you know, an abbreviated version, a little bit of the monologues and such, and presenting this to those groups in hopes that we can up the numbers on the amount of people that will entertain the idea and open their homes and their hearts and foster a kid.
Nicholas Sabato is director of the play Foster. Rudy Froggy Fernandez is narrator of the play. It's being presented by Santa Fe Performing Arts Adult Company, and it's this Friday and Saturday, May 1st and 2nd at 7 o'clock, and Sunday, May 3rd at 2 in the afternoon. For more information and box office, you can call 984-1370. And I want to thank you both so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Great. Hey, thanks for having us.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, and thanks for all you do for this community as well.
Thank you so much.